Questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be come on, man.
Hello and good morning. Happy Halloween to everybody in Medford, Somerville, or beyond listening. This is the Golden Hour with Ariana and Devin, 7 a.m. on our Thursday mornings. We started you off with a little bit of Doggy Dog by Tommy Lafroy, moved into some Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers. Very on theme for this morning.
Yes. Our theme this morning is spooky, freaky, witchy episode. Because it's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone.
What do we have next on deck, Ariana? We Fell in Love in October by Girl in Red. And here we go. We'll be right back.
out the door now. Back to a time that you tried to forget. Why is the music so loud? Take you to the lawn now. Did you think about me if I ever were to find out?
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Hello. Oh, that, I can
hear
you. Oh, good,
you can hear me.
We were experiencing some technical difficulties, but we're glad to be back.
Yeah, I'm glad everyone can hear me now, hopefully.
We just heard Echo by Claro, and I had the lovely honor of getting to see her at the Roadrunner Stadium in Boston this past Monday.
So jealous. What was your favorite song she played?
This very song.
Echo?
Yes.
It was giving spooky energy.
I thought
that's why Devin cued it.
I thought it had a witchy, spooky, ghoulish, wonderful vibe.
Which, of course, is the theme of our show today.
How did you describe the theme again? I think that was a beautiful set of adjectives.
Spooky, freaky, witchy. Anything that falls under that umbrella, we added to the playlist.
Ariana did a really excellent job with the wordplay here. All of the dark, spooky werewolf.
Pretty much, I went by the title only, so
it was excellent.
It doesn't really matter
job.
What the actual song sounds like. If the title had anything to do with dark or spooky or freaky, it was added to the playlist. So.
I'm curious, Ariana, what is your favorite Halloween movie? Do you have a childhood Halloween movie?
I honestly don't. I kind of hate Halloween.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm not a fan. I think I just really don't like the dressing up part.
My favorite part.
Yeah,
wow.
It's kind of a crucial component to the whole Halloween thing. Mm. That I don't like thinking that far in advance. I can't do it. Every single year I put it off. And then 2 days before Halloween, I'm like, shoot, what am I going to be? Which did happen this year as well. So here we are, but scraped together a costume last night, so feeling pretty good.
I think that just proves that you are a creative person, and I think that's a wonderful attribute. You know, on a strict deadline, you can put something together. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know if
I
possess.
I'm going to turn the question back around. Do you have a favorite Halloween movie?
I think I'm not even sure what it's called. The one where there's a bunch of witches and a young brunette boy. I was really a fan of that. Actually, any of the kind of Disney Channel Halloween-ish movies.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Okay,
all right,
yeah.
We're rambling. Okay, yeah. So next we're going to hear a little bit of Vampires by Tommy Lefroy. Thank
Love
you
them.
So much for being with us this morning.
Thank you all. Welcome to Golden Hour.
You're catching a cold and you're trying to get clean, but I joke with the store clerk, we're looking for vampires, and she fucking believes me. LA is crazy, I'm biding my time here, but I don't wanna die here. Clouds in our lungs, the hills are on fire here. Don't worry if he never calls, there's worse, we've survived. You can fall in love a thousand times. I just want for you to love your life. I just want for you to not think twice. When somebody asks if you've been doing alright, and I know you, I know you, I know. Swallow.
But if ever you're out there and can't beat the vampires, just know that I've got you. Just know it gets better. To the ones who came before us, all the golden ones who were lifted on a wing, we had no idea the dreams we had were far too big, far too big. Dancing on the fallen fruit, the fallen fruit, the fallen fruit.
Have to run. like I was me.
What did we just hear,
hey,
Ariana?
Everyone.
Hello.
Actually, you have the list. Do you want to read out what we just heard?
We just heard Vampires by Tommy Lafroy, mm-hmm. Fallen Fruit by Lord, October Pass Me by Girl in Red. I thought that one was probably good for the 31st of the month, you know?
Yeah, I think that's good. I like that.
So we did some research, and we discovered
right.
What did you
find out?
My favorite childhood Halloween movie was Hocus Pocus.
Right.
Yes.
Very good. We thought we should be a little more specific than the one with the brunette boy.
Yeah, okay. Just to put some names to those faces.
Right. Yeah. And then I thought of Halloween Town, which I actually, my housemates made me watch for the first time last year. So I can't say that was like a childhood favorite, but it's a pretty solid movie, I'd
say. It's solid.
We had a good time.
Last year we watched Scream, or
yeah,
kind of.
That sounds like a
yeah,
Halloween
Scream.
Movie.
Yeah. And some movie. Jennifer's Body, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've actually never seen that. But
different brands of, right. of Halloween,
right.
spooky ghoul movies. But anyway, do you have an announcement for us today?
I do have an announcement. Annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport? Are you annoyed by all the loud planes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highway in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. O-R-G. This is a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Nice.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about why that message spoke
right.
to you?
I chose this one because I do air pollution research at Tufts, and we actually study Logan Airport and all the planes that fly over Medford and the air pollution that causes. I did some sound monitoring as well from planes, so this one really spoke to me. It's the exact research that I study. So everyone go to logannoise.org.
That's really cool. Yeah. You got some really cool stories from your research. That's with some Tufts professors.
Yeah. And nice. It's Tufts professors.
Awesome.
Good time.
Air pollution, super spooky.
Yeah, I would say.
Super scary.
Everyone be scared.
Boo.
Boo.
Okay. What do we have coming up next? Dark Matter by Andrew Bell. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
I was born this way. You see the part you play, all the silhouettes you make, fleet the light.
Exciting announcement right now. We have a caller all the way from Austin, Texas. Caller, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. My name is Paul Bell.
This is actually my father calling in to say good morning and happy Halloween. And what was the song you had to request for us this morning?
We would love to hear Krung Ben's May 9th. We think it really fits the vibe of your show, and it's a beautiful song.
All right. And one more question for the day. Do you have a favorite Halloween costume that you can remember?
Yes, and you were there. I was dressed up as a devil, which is sort of a 1970s pimp version of a devil, to be honest. So it's what we found at the costume shop, and my lovely wife was an angel, and I think you were a pirate.
Nice. Excellent family combination there. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. We love to hear the suggestions, and we'll get that song in the queue.
Thanks for the show. Your show's really catching fire down here in Texas.
Awesome. Good to hear it. All right. Happy Halloween.
All right. Bye-bye.
everyone. We have another caller. Will you introduce yourself?
Yes. My name is Pam, and I'm Ariana's mom.
Oh, yay. I can't believe it. We have so many callers today. So what did you want to tell?
I heard Devin's dad call in. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm listening. I'm going to give Ariana a shout out.
Yes. What did you want to say to all our listeners?
I just have to say, I can attest to Ariana not really liking Halloween that much and sort of dragging her feet on costume creation and not really liking scary movies. Even last night, she called me and just sort of talked through a costume. So it's real, like very last minute here.
It's real. I was texting you about it last night. And question for you, do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not going to lie. I do kind of have a little, yes, I think I do believe in ghosts. I've experienced a couple of like minor spooky things, but yeah, I think there's some paranormal activity around it sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
You guys are doing a great job.
Yay. Okay.
All right.
watched the work of Mack in bold and boyhood, toying somewhere between love and abuse, calling to join them, the wretched and joyful, shaking the wings of their terrible youth, freshly disowned in some frozen devotion. No more alone, or myself could I be. Lurch like a stray to the arms that were open, no shortage of sordid, no protest from me. With her sweet and brave and her tongue so mean, she's the angel of small death and the dog being seen. With her straw blonde hair, her arm hard and lean, she's the angel of small death and the dog being seen. Feeling more human and hooked on her flesh, I lay my heart down with the rest at her feet. Fresh from the fields, all feeder and fertile, it's bloody and raw, but I still really sweet. With her sweet and red and her tongue so mean, she's the angel of small death and the morning scene. Feed the sweet heat of her breath in my mouth. I'm alive with the sweet and breath.
This way about her, she's pretty, but watch what you say around her. I heard that she killed a man, didn't feel a thing. She got bloody hands with some diamond rings. Who is she? She's got this way about her.
I wonder where she goes at night. Wonder if I really wanna roll that dice. Yeah, yeah, lose my sleep. Wonder why she always got a new ID. Yeah, yeah, here she comes. Wonder why she never tell me where she's from. Wonder why she always wanna make me run. I wonder why
I got a death wish. She leave me breathless. She wears a cross round town and it's upside down. I'm helpless. I got a death wish. I love her reckless. She got two horns on her head and a tail by her leg. She's precious. She's evil. That's all I know about her. She She's lethal. I don't feel safe around her. I heard that she killed a man out in Hollywood. Now we're holding hands. Pray to God she's good, but she's evil. That's all I know about her.
Wonder how she got this way. Wonder why she never has a lot to say. Mom's to blame. It's always back home where the monsters lay. Been through hell. No wonder why I wanna try and get you help. Trying to save you, I'ma kill myself. I wonder why, wonder why.
I got a death wish. She leave me breathless. She wears a cross round town and it's upside down. I'm helpless. I got a death wish. I love her reckless. She got two horns on her head and a tail by her leg. She's precious.
We just heard Vampires by Dominic Fike to round out our Halloween-themed Thursday morning. You are listening to WMFO Medford. Thank you for your time.